Hello and welcome to Back Chat, your podcast all about scoliosis, yoga and back care. My name is Christine Jaregi-Berry. I'm a yoga teacher, creator of the Yoga Berry Yoga for Scoliosis community and YouTube channel, and this show is all about supporting you on your scoliosis journey. So if you're looking for practical advice and inspiration on how to manage the condition with yoga and movement, then you're in the right place. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon if you are in the UK. Welcome to Yoga Berry and welcome to Back Chat, which is my weekly live stream that I do every week on Wednesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, UK time. So depends obviously what time that means for you. If you can join me live one week, that would be fantastic because it's always more fun and more interesting, obviously, when people are here live and you can ask all your questions, all your burning questions about yoga, about scoliosis, yoga and scoliosis, obviously, and I will try to answer them. I often have interview guests as well, so I like to invite experts that can help us and that can assist us, obviously. I know what I'm doing, but other people might have a much better idea of different fields, obviously. And last week we had Eva Butterley, who's a personal trainer. So she was helping us with nutrition, for example, and scoliosis. So do watch that back if you have missed that. Next week, we've got Karina here, and she is a Pilates teacher. So she's going to tell us how Pilates can help for scoliosis. So, yes, make sure that you tune in every single week or you catch up afterwards as well. So today, what I'm going to be talking about is mild scoliosis. So if you have been told by a health professional, maybe it's a massage therapist, maybe your yoga teacher has told you, maybe you had an official diagnosis, but maybe somebody has told you that you've got mild scoliosis, has kind of thrown that word at you, and now you don't know what to do with that and how to go about it. What shall I do? So if that's the case, then do watch this, then this one is for you. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Christine Jaregi-Berry, and I'm a yoga teacher. I specialize in yoga for scoliosis. It's my passion. It's kind of my calling, and I have scoliosis myself. So it's been a topic that has been in my life for as long as I can remember. So the first time I think that scoliosis was mentioned to me was when I was 5 years old, about that time. So since then, it's been in my life. I've been researching it and I've been looking for various different ways of treatment, obviously, first of all, for my body. But then when I started to get into yoga a little bit more, I really wanted to share those benefits that I found in yoga with others, because to me, scoliosis is not just a condition that affects us physically, but it goes beyond that. So it's emotional and it's mental health as well. Good. So if you are here live, feel free to let me know. Let me know where you are in the world, and let me know if you've got scoliosis. Have you been diagnosed? Has anyone told you that you've got scoliosis? And I'm going to have a quick chat, a quick look at the chat. So I'm from India and have C-shaped right lumbar scoliosis. I have read about side plank for scoliosis. Have you seen any patient get benefited by side plank yourself? So great question. Thank you so much for that. And I have talked about side plank a little bit in one of the previous chats, and I will just show you what we're talking about. So we're talking about this pose here, side plank pose. And there has been some fantastic research by someone called Dr. Lauren Fishman. And he is actually going to be talking with me about his research next week, next Tuesday. Oh, sorry, I lost you there. Where is he? So, Dr. Lauren Fishman, there he is. There you go. So he is a medical director of Manhattan Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation in New York, and he is an expert in his field, and he has been researching yoga and scoliosis, and specifically side plank, for a long time. And he is obviously a doctor, whereas I'm not. I'm just a yoga teacher. Yes, so he is a medical professional. He's trained in that area, and he has been researching that topic for a very long time. So he has been looking at how side plank can improve scoliosis. And yes, he has had some amazing results, and you can look at his results on his website. It's sciatica.org. If you want to join us for a webinar, which we're doing, a live kind of webinar training session, that is happening next Tuesday. So you'll find the link below as well. So I'll be talking with Dr. Fishman about his results, about how we should actually be doing the pose. So you talked about me having seen it in other people. I have definitely heard, so in my Facebook group, which I hope you're all part of, but if you are not, make sure you join. So Facebook Yoga for Scoliosis Community. There have been people posting about it that have been practicing the pose every day, and that had some great results. Dr. Fishman has sent me another great result that he had the other day from someone who was 11 years old, and he's been really, really good at practicing the pose every single day and had some fantastic results as well. So, to answer your question, it seems like yes, we have had some really good results in that area. Obviously, we don't know what would have happened if those people hadn't practiced the pose. But it's very, very likely that that obviously had a really good effect. But if you are interested in that topic, then do join us on Tuesday, next Tuesday. It's 7 p.m. BST UK time, and we will talk about this a little bit more. Ooh, that was the wrong one. Sorry about that. Good. So let's see. He's here. Malak says hello. Hello from Lebanon. Hi. Nice to have you here. Hello, Christine. I'm in Knoxville. I do have scoliosis. RTLL. So right thoracic, left lumbar curve translation. And then we've got Girls Boot Camp from Orlando, Florida. Left thoracic, mild scoliosis. Lovely. You're in the right place as I'm talking about mild scoliosis. And then Malak is saying, I 20 years old, I have scoliosis, right curve, 20 degrees. Can you help me? Good. 20 years old, lovely, perfect age. And I will to tell you why I say that, yes, won't be a minute. So let's talk about mild scoliosis. So mild scoliosis means it's a curvature between 11, and opinions are a little bit divided as to what the upper line is between 11. Some say between 11 and 20. Some people say between 11 and 25 degrees. So yes, Malak, you fall into the mild scoliosis category, and you'll be pleased to know that that's the easiest to work with. Anything above that gets moderate. And then again, opinions are divided when it gets severe, but some people say 45 degrees, some people say 50 degrees. It's when it's getting to a severe stage. So, good news, obviously, that you're in the mild category, and you can obviously, first of all, we have to kind of bear in mind that they had to kind of categorize this in some way. So, if you have a 10 degree curvature, you don't officially have scoliosis, but if it's 11 degrees, you have scoliosis. So just bear that in mind that it's a 1 degree difference. And there is an error margin as well when they measure this, by the way. So it's not always completely reliable. And then also, this obviously, you've been given that label, you've got scoliosis or you don't have scoliosis, but it's only 1 degree difference. So just bearing this in mind. So first of all, when you got the diagnosis, somebody told you you've got mild scoliosis, it's first of all a shock to the system, isn't it? So I've got scoliosis. What is that? What do I do with that? Does that mean I'm going to have back pain my whole life? Does that mean it's going to get worse every year? And some doctors say this. Some doctors will say to you, it's going to get worse 1 degree every single year. And by the way, this is kind of a general statement. So it doesn't mean that this actually has to happen because they say that to everyone, honestly. So you could have a very mild scoliosis and then you can have a really severe one. And they say 1 degree. I mean, how exactly do they know that that is the case? It very much depends on how active you are, how proactive you are, on your body type, what else is going on in your body. So it's you have to kind of be a little bit careful with that. So let's say you've been given this label, you've got mild scoliosis. What is it that you do? What is it that you should find out? So first of all, especially if you've just been told by a massage therapist or a yoga teacher, for example, we observe bodies and we can tell when there is an imbalance in the body, but we are not medical professionals and we don't have x-ray vision. Nobody does, obviously. So only an x-ray or MRI can say what exactly is going on. You can do the Adam's forward bend test, and I do have a video on that, on how to do that. So where you basically bend forward and you can see if there is a structural scoliosis, but it's really only from an X-ray where you can actually see that there is a structural scoliosis, and structural meaning that the bones are actually shaped that way. It could also mean if somebody tells you that you have a mild scoliosis, that it's functional. Functional meaning that it's just your muscles pulling you in one side. For example, if you play the violin 8 hours a day, if you play a lot of golf and always kind of make the same movement, you will have a little imbalance in your body, obviously, and your body adjusts to whatever activity that you're carrying out. And we call this a functional scoliosis. And it could simply mean that. And that is very, very easily reversible by exercise, by movement, by just kind of getting maybe some physiotherapy or practicing some yoga yourself as well, or Pilates can be super helpful. When it's structural, it's a little bit more complicated, and that's when it gets a little bit more difficult. And I will get into that. So let me go back to my chat here. Yoti, what to do with a 30-degree curve? So we can see, can it be reduced at 20? So you're also 20 years. Lovely. Got a lot of 20-year-olds today. Can I do child's pose exercise for C scoliosis? Okay, so let's talk about 30-degree scoliosis. That would fall very much into the moderate category. And you can kind of apply the same strategies then to the mild scoliosis, which is what we're talking about today. However, it's a little bit more, not, I don't want to say critical, but it's a little bit more to kind of monitor. So basically, every single curve, so if it's mild, severe, or moderate, has at some point been mild, obviously. So at some point, so it's just a matter of finding out where exactly you are on this kind of on this timeline. And the younger you are, the more chances there are that it's going to progress in a way. But the younger you are, the more chances you've got as well to do something about it. And that doesn't always mean to think about straightening your spine, having a completely straight spine. Once you've got a structural scoliosis, I'm afraid your spine will most likely not be dead straight. Most people don't have a dead straight spine. And just because your spine is straight does not mean you're healthier. It does not mean you have less pain. And it does not mean that you're happier in life. So just bear this in mind. What this is all about is trying to find a way that your body can cope with whatever shape you've got of your spine, that you're not suffering from pain, and that it doesn't become worse. So that is going to be your goal. And obviously, yes, if you want to kind of look into the reducing curvature kind of category, then do check out Dr. Lauren Fishman, as I was talking about earlier, because he is doing the research into how to reduce it. What I'm trying to do is make you feel good in your body and make sure that you can move properly, that you're healthy until obviously now 20 years old, but also when you're 30 years old, when you're 40 years old, when you're 90 years old. So that is my wish for you. It's not about you having a completely straight spine, because I know that just because people have a straight spine, it doesn't mean that they're any happier or that they have any less problems. So, little side note for me. I hope that makes sense. I'll come back to that child's pose question. So, child's pose, I can't demonstrate it at the moment, but it's basically when you're kneeling and then rounding and then kind of dropping the head down. So, is your question, if this is a pose that you should avoid, or is that a question about is it specifically beneficial? Is it something that you like practicing? So you need to give me a little bit more information about this when if you're here. Good. Why convex side is said to be weak, even though it has more hard muscles on that side, while concave side looks more less muscular and is said to be it's said to be hard. Very good question. So, going to show you a little this one, this picture, just so we all know what we're talking about here. So, this is what and I can't, sorry, I don't know how to say your name. Piyush, maybe. So what he is saying, I can see it's a man, I think, because I can see a picture. Sorry if I don't have my glasses on. But so this is what we're talking about, convex concave side here. So we've got this one is more of this is a thoracic curve, actually. It's mainly, you can see the purple bits here. That's the thoracic spine. The blue one is the lumbar spine. So the lumbar spine is straight, and then there's a curvature in this thoracic spine, and the neck is straight as well. So this is obviously, this is not a real body, but this is just to show what scoliosis could look like. So convex side is basically the side where it's arched out, and then the concave side is where it goes in. So what you were talking about is that the convex side feels like it's the strong side, and the concave side feels like it's the weak side. And what we are saying with the side plank, and by the way, the side plank is to correct lumbar curves, so it wouldn't be for this curve at all. So this is not the pose for you to practice if you have this type of curve. Side plank you would practice on the convex side. So the purpose of side plank is to strengthen this side. I don't think you can see my mouse, isn't it? I'm kind of hovering in over at the moment. But the purpose of side plank is to strengthen this. See if I can point there. That part. That was a bit awkward. So it's to strengthen the convex side, to pull the spine, to kind of contract the muscles a little bit more, to pull the spine into the midline and to widen that space to lengthen the concave side. So that is the purpose. This is why we're practicing this on the convex side. Again, it's not for this type of curvature. It's not for the thoracic curvature. And again, Dr. Lauren Fishman is going to tell you more about that on Tuesday in the webinar. But what was I going to say? So yes, it feels like there are more muscles on your left side, but that's also because there is the rotation. So remember, it's a 3D condition. So there is also rotation in the spine. So those kind of, especially the rib cage, comes out. Now, if you are talking about your waist and the lumbar curve, yes, it does feel, and this is the curvature that I have. Yes, I do feel it's more bulky on the left side than on the right. So I've got a left convex lumbar curve. I agree with you there. It feels like there's nothing really going on the right side. But basically, what's happening is that the muscles on the convex side are long and tight, they're overstretched. And then on the concave side, they're short and tight and they can't release. So on the convex side, they need to be able to release or kind of contract. And on the concave side, they need to be able to lengthen. So this is the kind of the principles that we work with in yoga for scoliosis in every single yoga pose. We are making sure that you are adjusting your poses, that this is happening for your curvature. Then you're lengthening what needs to be lengthened, and that you're contracting what needs to be contracted, to bring the spine in a better, in an optimal position. So let me know. Long-winded explanation. Let me know if that made sense and if that helps at all. Good. So, where are we? So, I have functional scoliosis. Will I be able to fix this completely, be 100% pain-free? If you have a functional scoliosis, and I've talked a little bit about this, beforehand. So functional meaning that it's the muscles mainly that are affected, and you have to kind of ask yourself how it got there in the first place. So there must have been some, it might have been trauma, it might have been injury, that you had an injury for a long time, were dealing with that, and the body compensated in a way. It might be your, daily activities or whatever you do that kind of caused this functional scoliosis. But yes, that is very much reversible if you make some adjustments to your lifestyle and if you work on your body, obviously. Again, with the structural scoliosis, it's a little bit more difficult. Good. So Yoti is saying I have a C curve in the lumbar region. So I was suspecting that. So that is probably, it's different to the picture that I've got up here. Obviously, so it will be more in the blue area, but it's only going into one direction. Good. So what is the effective exercise to reduce pain somehow? So I wish there was like a the magic one exercise that you can do to reduce your pain. If you look at my channel and at the exercises that I've got. Obviously, there's a lot that you can try out there. There's specific playlists for lumbar scoliosis, for S-curve scoliosis, C-curve scoliosis. So in your case, if your curve is just in the lumbar spine, look out for the lumbar scoliosis, not the C-curve scoliosis. Because talking about C-curve, I usually mean that there is a large curve which goes into the thoracic and into the lumbar spine. So I would look at the lumbar scoliosis if that is what's happening in your body, obviously. And there is a lot that you can do. Anything that is building up strength in the lower part of the body, working with core strength, with releasing the tight side. And just remind me of your curvature. Oh, it's 30 degrees, isn't it? Okay, so it's 30 degrees. So I would work with adjusting the poses. If you had a mild scoliosis, if it's quite mild, I would actually almost say work more symmetrically because it's not quite that much. There's a little bit that you can do, but it's better to, if you have mild scoliosis, that you work with someone directly, if you work with a yoga teacher or physiotherapist. Most of us offer online sessions nowadays. And just kind of tweak your poses and find a way to kind of, or get someone to design an exercise program for you that you can do. But if you have a 30-degree curve and you know which direction it's going, there's plenty of videos that I've got on my channel that you can try out. Let me know if you tried any of them. So, sorry, to come back to reducing pain, it depends. Where is your pain? How often do you feel your pain? Yes, and then again, I can probably narrow this down a little bit. So I have left C lumbar scoliosis. My friend suggested me that you should do child's pose. Oh, did you ask about child's pose before? That was your question, wasn't it? Leg drop, arm reach, and side lying shavasana. Are these exercises can help me or increase my angle? Did you tell me what your curvature is? Left C. So left, again, I wouldn't call this a C curve. I would just call this a left lumbar curve. And just look at your X-ray and see if there is compensation going on towards the right in the thoracic spine or not. So that's important to find out. So I kind of think I know what you mean, but child's pose is not the right pose for you, I think. Look at extended puppy pose. And again, this is a pose that I usually do because child's pose, you're kind of going into flexion, you're going into rounding the spine. Extended puppy pose, you're lengthening through the spine. So that's one of the poses that you can try. And then you would think about lengthening the right side of your waist, because if we look back at our picture here, obviously thoracic scoliosis, I have to make sure I've got a picture of the lumbar scoliosis next time. But you want to create more space in the lumbar part, in the lumbar section, in the waist. So if your curve is a left lumbar curve, you want more space on the right side of the waist. Hope that makes sense. Good. So side lying shavasana is a good one if you do it, if you practice it with a bolster on the left side, so supporting with a bolster. And then leg drop, arm reach. I'm not quite sure what that one is, to be honest. So yes, they can definitely be super helpful. So there are some really, really good ones to get on with. Good, lovely. So let me look back at what I wanted to tell you as well. So obviously, if you've got mild scoliosis, get some more information. So make sure you know, is it structural? Is it functional? Have you got an X-ray? What exactly is going on? The younger you are, the more that can be done, the more can go wrong as well. So something to keep in mind. If you are 20, and I'm talking about younger people, I mean teenagers and kids. If you're 20, you are old in my world. Sorry, no, that was a joke. You're not old, but you are mature. You're not growing anymore. So that's good. So it's probably stable and it's probably not going to get that much worse if you keep an active lifestyle. So all my 20-year-olds out there, make sure you exercise. Make sure that you do something now, because I can tell you, and again, check out my Facebook group, because you've got people of all ages, 20-year-olds, 30 and 70-year-olds, and everything in between. And they will tell you, most of them will say, I wish I had done something earlier. I wish I had done this and this. I wish I had not stuck my head in the sand and ignored my scoliosis. Because you're here and you're watching this, you're fine, because you're obviously dealing with whatever is going on. But staying active is the best thing that you can do. Good. Is short height due to scoliosis? Yes, if you have a significant curvature, and that's what's happening a lot with slightly older people, and that have degenerative scoliosis that gets worse with age. Yes, you can lose height as well. Of course, that can happen. And menopause in women is a very kind of tricky time. This is when a lot of people get more problems. Pregnancy is another one that can be tricky, doesn't have to be, can be absolutely fine. Menopause is probably the one where there's more changes going on and where the curvature can increase. If the curvature increases, obviously it means that you are losing body height. So whatever you do, lengthen your spine. Whatever you do, look at the yoga poses that lengthen your spine. It's not rocket science, honestly. Anything that pulls you up, reaching the arms up over the head, anything like that is really, really good to create that length and make sure that you strengthen your body. Make sure that you're staying active. I've just talked to someone today, one of my one-to-one clients, and she said she's got a very severe curvature actually. And we don't know the exact degree, but it looks like the higher end, definitely a severe curvature. And she said that her parents meant very well, but they basically kind of wrapped her in cotton wool and didn't let her do any exercise because they thought she could get hurt. And obviously, parents want the best for their children. But that was probably the worst thing. So really what they should have done is should have encouraged her to exercise, to keep fit, to stay healthy. So yes, that's that on this. So why extension is important and flexion? Because you suggested extended puppy pose. Flexion is a problem in a way, and it doesn't have to be. If it depends on why you want to do flexion, yes. So I'm not saying you stay away from flexion completely. I'm saying that ask yourself, why are you doing it? If you're doing child's pose in a flexed position, meaning with a round spine, if it's to release, if it's to soften, if it's to calm down the nervous system, fine, absolutely fine. But if you want to kind of work with kind of lengthening the parts of the body that need lengthening, then you do extended puppy pose because it's again, it kind of makes sense, isn't it? It pulls the spine in opposite directions, it lengthens it, it opens the spaces, the concavities, the concave spaces that need opening. And remember, it's a three-dimensional condition. So there is not only a sideward curvature, but there is also rotation going on. So if you are in a rounded position, whenever you are in a rounded position, then you are rounding one side more than the other. So there's that little bit of a twist going on. And I'm not saying don't do child's pose. That's just what I want to say here. I love child's pose and I do use it in yoga poses. But if there is someone with scoliosis and is asking me, shall I do child's pose every day or shall I do extended puppy pose every day? I'm going to say do extended puppy pose every day. I hope that makes sense. Good. So, along with scoliosis, it looks like my right pelvic area is a little bit forward while left pelvic area is going back. Yes, absolutely. That's the twist that I was just talking about. You know, it doesn't stop in the pelvis. You know, the pelvis obviously will also be affected. And probably other parts of the body as well. So look at your legs. Look at your eye at the moment. I'm kind of dealing with a bit of knee pain, knee issues. And that is because there is a rotation, not only in my spine, in my pelvis, but also the way that the femur, the leg bones sit in my hip socket, that has an effect on the knees. That has an effect on my feet. And maybe it might be the other way around. Maybe it's my foot that was causing the trouble, had an effect on my knee, on my hip, and then my spine. Who knows? But it's all connected. It's all one piece. Da, 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 da. So it's kind of a twist. Why is it, and what can I do to fix it? So I hopefully that made sense, my little explanation here, but it's basically because of the rotation of the spine. It's also affecting your pelvis. What can you do to fix it? Does it cause you problems? And that's the first thing I would ask myself. And what we do in yoga is we create balance. Yes. So whatever is happening in your body, if you're always kind of rotated, twisted to one side, we want to balance you out. So we're probably going to rotate into the other direction. Work on derotating the spine, work on lengthening, work on strengthening. So build up strength in your core, in your glutes, anything that supports that area. So that would be my recommendation for you. That is going to make sure that you're not getting any more problems in this area. And again, go with the symptoms. But obviously, if you are young, if you are in your 20s, and if you don't have any pain, then be proactive. Be proactive. Make sure that you don't have to kind of go crazy over, oh, I have scoliosis, I need to do something about it all the time and lose sleep over it. But just keep it at the back of your mind. Make sure that you stay active, that you do some exercises, that you do your research about it, and you're going to be just fine. So this is kind of my that's what I wanted to say about this. So I mean, the other thing that I wanted to say is make sure that you've got a healthy general body. So healthy body weight is a good idea. Good nutrition obviously is a good idea. But yeah, rather than not doing anything and sitting around and being scared of it getting worse, that's probably when it will get worse. Make sure you're proactive. Yeah, thank you for your great explanation. You're very welcome. I'm glad you say that, because otherwise, that was a lot of talking for if it didn't make sense. I would have to really look at this again. Good. So, are exercise sufficient with 30 degree curve? I'm 17. So we've got all the youngsters here today. 35 degrees, you said. So, which category do you fall into? Obviously, you would be clearly in the moderate curvature. 17, are you still growing? Possibly, possibly not. So, girls usually grow earlier on. So, if you might not. Boys sometimes go later. Again, this is kind of a question for your doctor to find out if you're still growing. If you're still growing, I would look at a brace or something like that to make sure that the body kind of stays stable. You can do it with exercise as well, but you're going to have to be really, really disciplined, and you're going to have to be doing this every single day. So this is only if you're still growing. So this is kind of the tricky area. If you're not growing anymore, you're all right. And you again, you want to make sure that you do your exercises and you stay healthy to make sure that it doesn't get worse. So I'm going to leave it at that, I think, today. So thank you so much for all of you who joined in. It's been really, really fun. It's, as I said, it's always nicer when there's people who chat with me. So I'm here every week on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. BST at the moment, UK time, to chat about scoliosis and to chat about yoga. Again, I am a yoga teacher, so that is my specialty. And next week I've got Karina Teak here, and she is a Pilates teacher. So she is going to be talking about some exercises that you can do from a Pilates point of view. And I'm really excited to hear her story as well. And yes, I hope you can join me for that. In the meantime, if you want, join the Facebook group, which is a nice place to connect with people that have scoliosis. And yes, you'll find some more links as well below for if you want to do a little bit more research. Plenty of practice videos on my YouTube channel, so no excuse for you. Good. So thank you so much, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye, guys.
I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, I would be super grateful if you could leave me a 5-star rating and review, which will help me to create lots more amazing content. If you have any questions or suggestions, reach out to me on Instagram at yogaberry.scoliosis or visit my website at www.yogaberry.net.